guest of the day here, Mix 94.7 KMCH, and a pleasure and a privilege to introduce to you Jessica Conklin, who is a PAT educator. Talk a little bit about Jessica, and first of all, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, can't complain. It's windy, but it's not snowing a lot, so once we get through this stuff, it'll be warmer, and I know it's a big month, not only for warmer weather, but a big month when it comes to keeping our families healthy and safe, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Child Abuse Prevent Child Abuse Month and what it's all about.
Yeah, so April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's a time to celebrate the good things our communities do to promote healthy child development and help prevent child abuse and neglect. Mental health is connected to social, emotional, and cognitive development, and it's a foundation for a healthy life, healthy community, and a healthy state.
This is going to seem like a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is child abuse prevention important?
You know, all children deserve good childhoods, and when children's mental health needs are met, they are more likely to do better in school, graduate, and more likely to be healthy, productive adults later in life in our community.
Let's talk a little bit about child abuse and the effects it has on those kids as they grow up and when they do transition into adults.
Children's brains are pretty complex in the architecture, and it's built over time. Adverse childhood experiences, such as community violence or parental substance abuse, can damage a child's brain architecture, but secure, loving relationships, stimulating experiences, and healthy environments can build a solid foundation to support children into adulthood.
Jessica Conklin with us, PAT, which stands for Parents as Teachers, on our guest of the day this morning. All right, Jessica, let's talk about what the community and what listeners to KMCH can do to not only keep the month in mind, but what we can do to help out when it comes to situations like this.
Yeah, our goal this April, the entire month, is to help others recognize their role in a healthy child development and the ways that we can maximize our impact. We encourage adults to know the signs of youth mental health concerns, be a trusting adult, and be ready to listen non-judgmentally and encourage appropriate professional support.
So obviously we're talking about it this month, but you guys have a fun event coming up to bring awareness to Prevent Child Abuse Awareness Month.
We do. So Monday, the 11th at 6 o'clock, and this is all weather pending, Building Directions for Families and Regional Medical Center Parents as Teachers are partnering to put on a kite flying event. That's in front of the West Delaware Bus Garage in that big grassy area there. We have activity bags and a sack supper to give out. Kites will be available, and if someone has their own kite, they can certainly bring that as well. Gateway Appliances has helped to make this event possible. And I just encourage everybody to, you know, look at our Facebook site, our website, for any weather changes. We do have a rain date of Thursday the 14th.
Well, and if you'd be so kind, Jessica, tell everybody what to look for on Facebook and give us the website, too.
Yeah, so our website is regmedcenter.org, and our Facebook site is Regional Medical Center Manchester. We will just have information posted if we do have to change that date due to weather. We're hoping not. Mm-hmm. We're hoping we can see everybody, but if the weather is not kite flying weather, we will reschedule that for Thursday.
Well, and good thing you're not doing it today, otherwise you'd have people end up over in Dubuque in Wisconsin.
Right.
Well, Jessica, before we part ways, where can people go? Can they give a phone call? You go to the website to learn more about this event coming up next week or just in general?
Yeah, they can always reach us at our phone number here at Parents as Teachers, 563-927-7551. And then again, the Facebook and the Regional Medical Center website will have any information from Parents as Teachers.
Jessica Conklin, Parent as Teachers educator, joining us from Regional Medical Center this morning. Jessica, thanks for making time for us, and we hope the weather holds for Monday, all right?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. Guest of the day here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.